Okay, everybody, let's do a guided meditation and then satsang. With whatever process you may be involved in this contemplation, just recognize all of your experience internally and externally as Ishvara. It is Ishvara, but you have to bring in your knowledge of that fact. Allowing it to be Ishvara, just gently focus on your own presence, your own being. Your being also is Ishvara. You are, in fact, Ishvara. All experiences, including your body, your mind, your emotions, your subjective projections, all are Ishvara. And your being also is Ishvara. Just as I recognize in reference to the dream, I am both the dream character and I am the whole dream. I am the self of the dream character and I'm the self of the dream. The dream character is like a wave in the ocean, is totally part of the dream. And the dream has no being apart from me. This me, the self that I am, is the self of the dream character, the self of all beings, the self of the entire dream. Myself is the self of all beings. Myself, even this myself is the self. Myself doesn't belong to. There's no one claiming me. I am, in fact, the one self that is available to all beings. Or the one self who is all beings. There's only one personal self. This very personal self that is me. It's not someone else. This very personal self is me. But there's only one of me. The self-experience, personal self-experience, belongs to me. It belongs to the self. If the whole universe were to go away or go into unmanifest condition, if all beings were to disappear, if all time and space were to disappear, This one self, this one personal self that is me, is what remains. I remain because I'm not objectifiable as an object in time and space. Just like in the dream, when you wake up from the dream, everything that exists within time and space disappears. Everything disappears except for you. The truth of the one who is the self of the dream character in the dream, who is the self of all of the beings in the dream, and who is the self of the entire dream. When the dream vanishes, there is no time and space, there's no objectivity, there's no differentiation between one being and another being. Those differentiations are all gone. They belong to the dream. What is left is the one me, the one conscious being, this very personal me. That is Ishwara. Ishwara is this personal me. And it is this personal being, this personal me, that is as though reflected in the antakarna, in the mind of all beings. Reflected is not quite the right word, but just as though you naturally, from the standpoint of your mind, identify, the mind identifies with conscious being, identifies itself with me naturally, without any compunction, without any real act. It's a beginningless ignorance, a beginningless ignorance that's causal to that identification. It's natural. Until one knows differently, that natural identification, is experienced by all minds. Animal minds, insect minds, plant minds, devata minds. So I am free of any upadhi, of any mind, of any body, of any experience. But all minds, all bodies, the whole jagat, the whole world, depends upon me. Your animals are an expression of you. Your friends are an expression of you. Your enemies are an expression of you. Meaning it is your being, the one being that you are, that is their very self. even the Rakshasas and the Asuras. Expression of your own being. By expression, I mean just like the dream or any imagination as only one being. This whole creation has only one being, and that being is me, not the mind, not the body, not anything that comes and goes, not anything that is bound by time. I don't come and go. So externally, all of the upadis, all of the various people and animals and insects and living creatures and the universe as a whole, is an expression of your being, me. Ishvara is an expression of your being, of me. Gently focusing on your own very personal being and very personal self. Just recognize that that self that is you, that you, that self, that me, is the self of all beings. I am the self of all beings. I am the self of Ishvara. There is not another self, only this very personal self that I know to be me. Knowing this self, I know Ishvara. I know the self of all beings. Gently focusing on your own presence. Imagine your own presence as the self of the whole universe. gently focusing on yourself. Visualize yourself as each family member. As each animal in your family. Imagine yourself in the form of Dakshinamurti. Jnaneshwari. Whatever being you may imagine, you are the self of that being. You are their self. Imagine the little ones inside, each little one. You are their self. Just gently notice the stillness and wholeness of yourself. Shanti, Shanti.